talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we are, it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 22nd, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Pastor Craig is out on vacation, not really vacation. I think he had a trip he had to take, but he'll be back next Friday. We missed him, and Best of Pastor Craig is coming up next hour, so stay tuned for that from 1:15 until 2, and then we'll be back tonight, 8:15 until 10, and then tonight Matt will be on 10:15 till 11 with, what's the show called? You got to come up with a better name. If I can't remember it, this is bad.
I can remember it just fine. It's called that.
You can remember
it's called that time.
You came up with it. You got to come up with a name that everybody remembers.
That time of the week.
I'm telling you, one word, two word is better. I'm just a little word to the wise.
That time.
That time. All right, we're off and running here. Now, one thing I want to talk about today is Mayor Schertzer, and I want to talk about this Schertzer Park thing. Now, I think it's superfluous, but we got another bit of it the other day in that, here's what happened. Last November, Founders Park's name was changed to Schertzer Park. New sign was put up. We went down there. We walked down there on a Friday night with Carrington, saw the sign, beautiful sign, la-di-da. I even saw a member of the Parks Department in here in December, and he said we did it because he deserved it. Mayor Schertzer thanked him. Okay. So, I think it was early February, all of a sudden the sign disappears, and a new Founders Park sign goes up. So I asked one of the city council, I said, what happened? And he said he was told that park, Busby Park and Founders Park, are administrative parks, and only the administration can change them, not the Parks Department. So, I asked Mayor Schertzer about that on Wednesday when he came in here for his first interview since being mayor, and he said he's heard that. The park district, the park commission takes care of that park and always has, so he doesn't believe that that's the truth. Mayor Schertzer said that they've also said that on Google Maps it said Founders Park and that's why they changed it back. But if you Google Map it, it does say Schertzer Park. Still does, by the way, if you Googled it today. And he said, Mayor Schertzer's quote was, this is very petty. And it's more political than personal. What do you think?
You know, I'm gonna have to agree with that. I mean, I don't know much about who is in charge of the parks or anything like that. I'm not in any.
Well, no, apparently nobody knows.
But I think that I think they could have just left it Schertzer Park. I mean, like. He was he tied Jack Kellogg for the longest-serving mayor in Marion history.
And by the way, he did bring up on Wednesday when he was in here, Kellogg Parkway was named for Jack Kellogg, and he said never would he think of changing the name of Kellogg Parkway.
Yeah, that is true. There is Kellogg Parkway. But, I mean, I think that they just kind of... I mean, like... I know that when Scott Schertzer vetoed the raises for the mayor, the law director and the auditor.
And, I think those were the three he vetoed, and city council went through.
I know that they were pretty unhappy about that. We went to the meeting for them to try to overturn the veto, but they did not have enough people there to overturn the veto, but... They were saying some rather nasty things to you know Scott Schertzer on the way out. So, I think that it wouldn't surprise me if they did it for political reasons.
But what is the point? I mean, I guess I don't understand. Just we got you.
I guess.
I mean, is that what it means?
I guess. I mean, like, I think that they just.
You didn't give us our pay raises, so you don't get a park.
It seems that way.
I mean, that is, that's what, he used the word petty. I mean, that is petty.
I think that'd be a good word to describe it.
That's,
I
like,
mean,
I'm going to take my ball.
I mean, I'm probably oversimplifying a little bit with him saying that, or with saying that it's just because he vetoed the thing. I'm sure there's, I mean, more to it than that. But I mean, I know that they were very unhappy when he vetoed the raises.
By the way, another interesting point that he brought up on Wednesday when he was in here, he said that he and Mayor Collins had had many conversations prior to Mayor Collins being sworn in. They haven't talked since.
I mean, has he tried to reach out to Mayor Collins?
Well, he said he has no reason to.
Fair enough.
But he said the mayor has never said, so, like, could you help me with, do you have any question on, nothing. But he had a lot of questions prior to swearing in.
Well, I mean, I guess if there was ever a time to ask questions, it'd be before you get the job. But, I mean, I think that, I mean, with somebody who's done it for 16 years, like, you know, Scott Schertzer, I think that he'd probably have a pretty good idea of how to do things. So, I mean, especially around here, like, I mean, he was, you know, the mayor of Marion for 16 years. So, I mean, that's, I mean, he's got to have some experience there, obviously.
I don't know. It just, to me, that is the antithesis of petty. If that's what happened. I can't even understand that. Even if you didn't like the man, it was already done. You know, you should have jumped up before it was done.
And then they had to go, and then they had to get a new sign.
A new sign!
To put,
and what happened to the old sign?
I don't know. Just a waste of some money.
I mean, it was...
I mean, I don't know, it couldn't have been, like, anything absurdly expensive, but, you know, just...
don't those... I mean, here's the problem. I look at the reasoning. If they'd come up with a good reason for not leaving at Schertzer Park, I would be in... I'd be with it.
I mean, it seems like the only reason they have to not name it Schertzer Park is because of supposed technicalities that...
But they aren't true.
Yeah, I was going to say that people disagree with anyway.
Not disagree. You can Google it. It says Schertzer Park.
Well, no, I mean, but, like... I mean, Scott himself said that he had heard that administrative people or
he heard that that was an excuse.
he also said that the
Parks District has always taken care of that part.
Care of it. So like, it sounds to me like they tried to use some supposed technicalities.
Maybe the Parks District should get the administration down there sweeping that park up and taking care of it all the time. If it's an administrative park, we're not dealing with that anymore.
You know, yeah, they should. They should just let it, you know, turn messy, and then it's not their problem.
But that's petty.
Not their park.
See, but this is the pettiness. This is where we are. Stupid. Stupid stuff. That, you know, and I don't know who made that decision. I really don't. And Mayor Schertzer didn't give me any names, but boy, that's petty.
I mean, I don't know the reasonings behind changing it, but I don't think that there was any necessarily, like, valid reason to change it back. I mean, it was already changed. It was just you had to go out of your way to put in extra effort to change the name of Schertzer Park.
That's what I'm saying. That's what, to me, regardless, if it wouldn't change on Google Maps or it was an administrative park, the sign was done. It was already done. What good did it do to put it back? People couldn't find Founders Park? Is that the idea?
I guess.
How many people are looking for it?
I mean...
I never heard anything. I mean, that is lame, lame, lame.
I agree. I mean, I think that I don't see any good reasoning to get rid of the sign. I think that it should still be named Schertzer Park.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you have any opinions on this? 740-383-9944, 23 minutes past the hour. I just, you know, yeah, I won't be invited to any of these people's parties, but that is just so. I have been covering Marion politics for a long time, and that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The most petty, over the most petty thing. It's the name of a park. Who cares? Do people, if you don't know Mayor Schertzer, would you even know why it was called Schertzer Park?
Probably not.
There you go. Do you think most people know why it's called Kellogg Parkway?
No, I think actually, funnily enough, I think a lot of people see Kellogg Parkway and think of the cereal.
There you go. So what is the point? I mean, what? It's just to take a dig at the person, clearly. Just a dig.
It seems that way. I mean, the only person... I mean, I'm sure there are people who go to the park, but it's not like the park is like Lincoln Park or like a one of the more...
Better change the name of that.
Yeah, one of the more well-known parks. But, I mean...
We don't have a Harding Park.
Why don't we have a Harding Park?
We don't have a Harding statue. We don't have a Harding Park.
We got a school and a memorial,
I guess.
Maybe
the Democrats said, no Harding Park. Forget it.
No Harding
Park. We're not doing that.
I don't know. I think that overall, I mean...
Would this have happened with Mary Ellen Withrow? Had there been a Withrow Park? Because she's a Democrat... Oh, wait a second. We can't have that. Are this is what we're basing park names on?
They got a school. She's got a school named after
well,
her.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't done by the city.
What was that done by?
School. School district.
Oh, the school district just decided to?
Well, I don't think they just decided to. I think it was an honor
well,
for
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, but like... Okay.
Yeah, but is that things that are controlled by political parties, like park names, so we base that not on the accomplishments of the person, we base that on their political party?
I mean, I think that's what it seems to be for a lot of cases. I think that you could find a lot of people who would be critical of something that a Republican would do, then all of a sudden a Democrat does the same thing and they're defending it. Like, adamantly.
Yeah, but like I say, on the local level, I've never seen anything like that.
Well, on the local level, I didn't. I honestly... It honestly surprises me how... How do I phrase it? It surprises me to what extent party politics has reached down to the local level.
Here's the problem on the whole.
Like, everybody... Like, you know just about... I mean, you don't know just about everybody, but like... You know a lot of people around here. I don't know why the politics changes anything.
Didn't used to.
See, that, I mean, it makes more sense that way. I mean, the national level, I guess it might be a little different. But, I mean, on the local level, you all live in the same town.
You would think. Here's why this is a problem. Because why can we not separate, in general, in life, why can we not separate the person's accomplishments with how we feel about them? Listen, if they don't like the man, that's fine. If they didn't like his policies, that's fine. But you can't see 16 years as mayor as being an accomplishment. That's what I don't understand. And prior to that, 9 years as a councilman? You don't understand the accomplishment there? I mean, coincidentally, you know, Jack Kellogg, 16 years as mayor. I don't know how long he was on council, quite a while. You don't see that as being an accomplishment, even if you don't agree with his policies? This is what I don't understand about movie stars. You know, a movie star will make a political statement, and I'm not seeing their movies anymore. That means they're not a good actor because you don't like what they said in real life. I mean, that makes them a poor actor. I don't understand these things. Music. We just had it with the whole Toby Keith, Taylor Swift nonsense. Because of what they say and what they disagree with, We don't like their music?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think Toby Keith's music was popular to the extent that it was patriotic. So, I mean, I think it's hard to dislike a song that's just talking about how like,
no, but
know.
That whole story of, you know, Taylor Swift did not put any condolences out and blah, 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 blah.
I don't know what the thing is with that. But I don't know. I think that politics would be, in and of itself, just much better if party politics weren't a thing.
But it's personal in life, too. If you don't like somebody, you it's almost like you don't... Their accomplishments don't exist. I don't like them, so they're a bad person.
I don't think it's that they don't exist. I think you just don't... I just don't know how much you actually think about it.
Well, there's got to be a reason you don't like somebody. Now, you can... That might be valid. You might not like them for a reason. But if you say, okay, let's say somebody who thought, okay, you're a good broadcaster. Now, let's say they hate your guts as a person. Now, if asked about your broadcasting ability, Should they say they stink? If you've got accomplishments, you've got them.
I mean, if they think you're... Like, could you say that how, like, if somebody thinks you're a good broadcaster, but they don't like you as a person, I mean...
I mean, that doesn't happen anymore. That's the problem. If they don't think you're a good person, if they don't like you personally, even though you have the credentials and even though you have the longevity, they will... You're a bad broadcast. You're bad all around. How do you think you get those credentials? You think people are just lining up to give you credentials?
I think that if you have people that hate you in this case, if you have people that hate you, you have to be doing something right to an extent.
I think so.
Because, I mean, people wouldn't dislike you if you didn't have some kind of influence.
People could never understand that when a negative story was written, because eventually when you're in this business for a long time, if you succeed at anything, you're going to get negativity written about you. And people could never understand how you don't take that personally. Well, it's the same thing with Mayor Schertzer. I feel the same way about it. It's not personal. They're doing that because you're known, because you've succeeded in something, and they're trying to knock you down a little bit. That's not personal. It's petty. It's stupid. But it's not personal because they don't know you personally. And it doesn't hurt you. I mean, you have to do something really awful for people to... But people are sensitive. Some people are very sensitive, low sensitivity.
I mean, I think a lot of
high
times...
High sensitivity.
I think a lot of times people kind of just... as weird as it sounds, I think people kind of just want other people to like them, so you kind of just...
Right, but who cares? I mean, if you're doing what you're doing and you're succeeding at it and you're not caring who likes you and dislikes you, you must be doing something right.
Seems that way. I mean, if you have a group of people who, like... I mean, what I was saying earlier. I mean, if you have a group of people who dislike you, then obviously you've done something to become... I mean, you've done something to make your name known enough to become disliked.
Well, I just don't understand it. You know, but it's a personal thing in life, too. As I was talking about in the first hour this morning, I believe next Thursday, Bailey Hunt is coming back and guesting on my morning show. I think she's doing cakes now, doing some very creative cakes. Now, she was the first co-host of the Friday Night Show when it started back in 2020. So she was there the first, I don't know, 6, 7, or 8 months, something like that. And we don't get together a whole lot. I mean, but we're not enemies. We don't hate each other. We were talking the other day, obviously, and she was willing to come back here. And I'm willing to have her as a guest. There's no animosity there.
Well, I mean, I think that in order for there to be animosity there, somebody would have to be holding a grudge. And I think holding a grudge is kind of just a waste of time.
Like I said, it's interesting because we're about to hit a milestone here at this station in June, 10 years. And I can think of all the people who've come and gone, who've done shows, and a lot of people have passed away. So, you know, went on to their reward. You can't really say anything about them because clearly they're not coming back. But of everybody who was ever on this station who did a show on a regular basis, there's only one person at this particular point in time who I think there's an issue with. And they have an issue with me. I do not have an issue with them.
I mean, I think that that's bound to happen at some point.
I'm not sure what their issue is with me, but God bless them. But I've always said, we live in the same town. There's going to be a time where we run into each other in a store. Sometime we're going to be shopping in the same store, or at the same car lot, or at the same office building. And it's going to happen, and, you know, it's going to be fine.
I mean, I think that you always got to, I think you can always kind of, I mean, if you can't, or, how do I phrase it? If you can't at least say, like, you know, do the whole, like, courtesy, like, hello, how are you doing thing to people in your past, I don't know They would have had to do something pretty rough for you to not even be able to speak, like, words to them.
Well, you know, I can't read this person's mind, but my feeling on the whole thing is that they have taken everything that I have said personally. And I don't know that any of it was personal.
Well, I mean, I guess that at that point, you can't determine what... You're not responsible for what they make of the things you say, I suppose.
It's just funny to me because we tape everything here. If you go back 5 years and listen to a show of current events, I'm talking about the same stuff. I'm talking about I don't believe in marriage. I don't believe in having kids. I think people who get married multiple times are nuts. I'm saying the same stuff. But after this person left here, then it became about them. Even though, years ago, I'm saying the same things. And I've never used their name. Ever. And I never would have guessed that out of this person, to be honest with you. That's the weird thing. If you would have lined up all the people on this station, I would have said, well, there might be personal issues with that person.
I mean, that's kind of strange. Like, I don't know how to phrase it without making you sound poor, so I'll just go ahead and say it. But, like, how important do you have to be to think that every reference made was about you?
With no name ever said or attached to anything.
I don't know. It seems a little mind-boggling to me. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know.
It's strange. And of all the people, I never would have thought that would have been the person who would act like that. I think clearly there's some mental issues there.
Got some mental issues.
Well, I should have known that. Because when I was around them, I mean, they had a few issues. But I guess I just did not realize how big they were.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know the person you're referring to, but...
Now, see, if you don't know, how could they think that I'm being personal?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I know the person, period. So, I mean,
you don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you could give me a name and I still probably wouldn't know who you're talking about.
Right, but I'm saying, being here this long now, if I was really in effigy trashing this person, don't you think I would be doing it during the breaks? Don't you think you would have heard their name? Don't you think that there'd be more to it than this?
You would think so.
There you go.
I mean, I think it's just too much work to come out and, like, underhand. So, like, it would just be so much work to come out here and then just start, like, underhand insulting people, I guess.
They just take it personally. Now, I will say there are certain things that absolutely were about them. I mean, there are. But let me also say... Let me go back to big story that I've been telling for years now. The engagement story. That is a true story about somebody. I've never said their name, but I guess you could track it back if you wanted to. They had no problem with me telling that story. The engagement card story. That's a real story. If you track it back, you can find the name of that person in that story. Had no problem with that story. When it's about them, even though I'm not using the name, they have a problem with it. I've done this same thing for 10 years. Nobody has ever taken it this personally.
I think that the person probably has a pretty high opinion of themselves.
They certainly must.
I mean, otherwise, I mean, if there's no name being mentioned, I mean, a lot of the times, I don't even know how you would, like, assume that it was you. Because, like, there could be, like, a billion people you're talking about.
There's only one instance where I think they could ever really, truly pin it back on themselves. And you know, I don't want to say it now because it'll sound, you know, trite. But it had to do with breakfast. So, I mean, that's a very specific story. And absolutely. But I didn't use their name. And I did not. But other than that, there has never been anything specific to them. And aren't all stories you tell true, hopefully?
You would think so. If they're not true, they're at least fabricated from a bit of truth.
Right, and that's it.
Embellished.
Well, I don't even know if they're embellished. I mean, that breakfast story is not embellished. The being engaged story is not embellished.
I just mean, like, if it's not entirely true, it's probably just embellished a bit.
I don't know. It's just sad. It's sad because, you know, I would have never guessed this would have been the person who was this goofy. Because you know what? The person, the engagement person, I still talk to. Now, I don't know if they know I'm telling that story still, but I still talk to him. I talked to him, matter of fact, about a month ago. Bailey, who's coming in Thursday. I've said things about her. She knows it. She's still coming back. 4 years later. I've seen, obviously, my cousin, the whole card thing at the wedding was about. We don't sit there and talk about it. Now, I don't know if she knows I'm telling that on the radio. I used to get on the radio and say my aunts were all awful. Awful people. Now, that's true. Now, my aunts never came at me. So, I mean, I just don't understand. And by the way, this person never had any problem with me saying that.
Why are you coming out saying your aunts are terrible?
They are. They are. If you ever met them, you don't. They are. They're nasty people.
That's funny.
I think it's because in my mother's family, she was the only girl. So I have no blood aunts on that side of the family. She had three brothers. So the uncles are all blood relation. The aunts were all chosen. And it's not I don't have any blood aunts, you know, because my mom was the only girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're just, you know, people who tend to marry into a family don't exactly treat you like the people who were there when you were born. And I predated all these people coming into the family. So they're nasty. They're a nasty bunch. All three of them. Very nasty bunch. Well, the one died, so God bless her heart.
Are they supposed to be?
The one I like died. Isn't that sad?
That sounds like you got some karma there, maybe.
Well, not for me. For her. She's dead, not me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Rip it to her.
Yeah, I went to her funeral, by the way. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I wouldn't go to the other two's funeral, I'll tell you that. C'est la vie when they go. And I don't want them coming to my funeral if they're still around.
That's fair.
I don't like them.
I don't think that, I don't think that I want somebody who I don't like at my funeral.
But people don't know when you die who you like and dislike. People will show up in a black dress and start crying. By the way, I don't want this person either. I don't want any of this group that...
What, man, I don't even know how, like... I don't even know how I would feel. Like, obviously, I wouldn't feel much of anything.
You're dead.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Who
but,
cares?
Like, could you imagine if, like, just... So you went to a funeral, and then somebody that you know for a fact that this person hated was there, just bawling their eyes at it. But what are you even doing here?
It's phony.
You wouldn't be allowed here if they were allowed.
That's a whole nother show that you get at the funeral. There's a show going on there, too. Because people know, people will think you're awful. If you have a connection with that person, like you used to work with them, or they're a family member, and you don't go to the funeral and everybody else does, and somebody happens to go, hey, where's such and such? You don't want that. So you gotta go, and you gotta pretend that you like the person.
Just don't go. Honestly, just don't go. If you don't like him, don't go.
That's why I will not have a funeral. And some people say that, and then they never, I have got that nothing. I don't want any viewing. I don't want any funeral. I don't want anything like that because...
What you going to do when you're dead, then?
Wherever I die, get me embalmed and get me in the ground. Done. I don't want any graveside thing. Nothing. No memory event, you know? What do they have, you know, in memory of? No. Forget it. Nothing.
Why?
I'm dead.
Yeah, I know. I think
who
that's...
Who cares? I'm not there.
Yeah, I know. It's like a celebration of your life.
No, see, that's another. There is no celebration of my life. I'm dead. So you're celebrating my death is what it looks like to me. you want to celebrate my life, do it now. Don't wait for me to die. Hey, he died. Let's all get together.
That's usually how it goes.
Right? No. Let's all have a dinner afterwards. I don't want people having a dinner at my death. I don't want that. Forget it.
That's how it works.
Stay home and have your macaroni and cheese and your pajamas. Forget it. I don't want it. I don't want an obituary. I don't want anything. I don't like it. I just forget it.
I'm going to throw you out back.
No, I'm not. Listen, I know that there are rules with dead bodies. So, yes, you're going to have to embalm me, and yes, you're going to have to put me in the ground. But I don't want people around. I don't want the graveside. I don't want a funeral. I don't. Take me to the hospital. Pronounce me dead. Take me to the funeral home. Embalm me that day and bury me that afternoon. Done.
I don't know.
Don't dress me up. We don't need any of that.
Look, what if I just got a death certificate, right? And then just, at that point, I'm, you know, legally considered dead. Then we get my body thrown into the middle of nowhere.
Why are people concerned? Listen, there are rules in this country with your body. It has to be buried, cremated, put in a wall. It has to be something.
Yeah, but look, we could just tell the government that I'm putting it on a family plot.
Well, put it there.
We don't got one.
Well,
it wouldn't be a family plot.
All I'm saying is, why do you want people around when you're dead? That's the point of this.
I want to be eaten by coyotes.
Okay, fine. But why do you want people around when you're dead?
I don't know.
What is that?
For what?
What are we celebrating?
I think when people die, you're supposed to celebrate. Like, that's the whole...
Do that at home.
You have a gathering, and it's like, you know, that's the
I hope you told me during your life. You know what? It was very interesting, and I hate to bring this up because it sounds a little egotistical. But back in December, that whole name a day thing, you know, that was very, very nice. Thank you, Mayor Schertzer. They might yank that away. Man alive, I better watch City Hall. They might yank that day right out from under me if they don't like something I say. But that was a nice day because people did say nice things on social media. And I actually got some nice cards, people saying nice things that, you know, probably I wouldn't have heard if that had not. And you guys said nice things that night that probably normally would not have happened. So that was, I was here. I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to die to hear it.
Yep.
So that's the way it should be.
Well, you know.
And, you know, if I died today, do I want these people who I had bad, you know, endings with to come? No! We weren't on good terms then. Why do you care that I'm dead?
What makes you think they're going to care that you're dead?
I don't think they will, but God, you never know. My aunts might show up. I bet they would. I bet they'd feel obligated.
Probably.
Yeah, but I don't want them there. I don't like them. They're rude people. They're just not nice. If you spend 10 minutes with them, you know what I'm saying. And everybody knows it.
I'll tell you what. When you pass away and if I go to your funeral, I'll be
there. Ain't gonna be no funeral.
Oh, right, yeah. But if you do got one because you're dead and you can't control it at that point.
That's right. Lost control.
I'll kick him out of the funeral for you.
They are just, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know how they are at home in private. They must be different people for my uncles to live with them because when I'm around them, they are just, oh, they're a pill.
Treacherous people.
Well, I'm not even sure that they're treacherous. They just have such awful personalities. You can't even.
So are they boring or are they rude?
No, like, they're rude. They're rude.
Oh, they're rude.
I don't even know if they understand that they're being rude.
Well, I think if they think they're not being. I mean, I don't know. I think if they don't know they're being rude, then they're fine.
It's not even necessarily toward me that they're being rude.
Because if they don't know that they're being rude, then they might just be being honest. If they're being honest, then you can't fault them.
Well, no, because it's toward other people, though, that I find their rudeness unbearable.
Yeah, but you can't fault them. I mean, like, if they're just being rude, then that's different. But like I said, if they said something that was truthful and it happened to be rude, you can't really fault them for it. They were just saying the truth.
The truth is subjective in these cases. It's what they think.
So they're just bullying people?
Well, I don't know. I think they believe they're telling the truth, but it's a subjective opinion. Just shut up.
Just shut up. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that if there's no answer, there's not a truth to the situation. I think that I mean, I think there's probably a best.
If they would just shut up, they would have easier lives. Because they get in fights with people. Then there's like, oh, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to... That has happened. There's a story I could tell right now that would open up a whole can of worms. I mean, it's... I'm going to tell it. Because, you know, I've never told this story, but let's rip somebody else on the air, okay? Now, this is the truth. Let me get it back as vague as I can on this one, okay? I had a family member die, okay? Now, the person was in a facility when they died, okay? They were not living on their own. But they weren't staying in anybody's house either. And they had some belongings at this facility, personal belongings. And one of the things was an 8x10, not a huge, painted picture of that person, didn't even have glass in the frame. That's it. Okay, on the wall. Somehow, this picture came up missing when they died. Okay? There's still a grudge going on because this person wanted that picture. And this has been going on for over 2 years now. There's still a grudge about this stupid picture.
Does anybody got it?
Not that I'm aware of. But they think they do. That's how dumb they are.
So they're upset at just somebody
else. It was a horrible picture. Now, this is the... And put me on a lie detector machine. This is what happened, okay? The night the person died, okay?
Yep.
There were three people in the room. I was one of them. I'll cope to that. I was one of the people in the room. The person dies. The nurse in the room, because we knew the person was going to die, they were, you know, at the end. The nurse in the... It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, by the way. The nurse says, you know, they're going to come get the body here soon. So any personal belongings that you're really worried about, you might want to take. Because as soon as they take the body out of here, they're going to clean this room. And sometimes things have been known to come up missing. I mean, clothes you can leave, stuff like that. But anything you want, take now. So that way there's no question. This picture's hanging on the wall. Again, no glass in the frame, 8x10, painted picture, okay? The person painted it's the one who got angry about it. Okay, so it's on the wall. One of the people in the room does grab this off the nail in the wall. I watched this happen. Put me on a polygraph. They picked the picture. Now, not knowing who painted it. We really did not know. Because that person wasn't there who painted it. They picked the picture up off the wall and said to one of the other people in the room, do you want this? The person said no. They looked at me. They said, do you want it? I said no. I said to that person, I said, do you want it? They said, I think it's ugly. No. Because it was of the person who just died. It was laid down in a chair in the room. Never saw again. But that is the conversation that was had. Now, I assume whoever came in the room cleaned it out.
So, what was it a painting of?
The person who died.
And everybody was just like, no, it's ugly, throw it away. Trash.
Well, because it looked like trash. I mean, it looked like a child had painted it. And it had no, it was an 8x10, and it had no glass in the frame. It was ridiculous looking.
Do you? No.
Everybody said no. And if anybody in that room says they didn't say no, they're lying. I was there. They all said no.
I don't know. I mean...
But 2.5 years later, God, I wish somebody would have said yes, because we'd have this thing.
Well, it's gone forever now.
It looked like a Jackson Pollock-ish picture. I mean, it didn't even look like the person. It was like two colors. I mean, it wasn't a self-portrait at all. It was the weirdest looking picture.
Who?
Oh, the picture itself was odd looking.
No, you said that it wasn't a something or another.
It wasn't a portrait. It wasn't like they tried to paint the person looking as they were. It wasn't. There was no like Caucasian skin in there. It wasn't the color of their hair. It was like two different colors. It was a weird looking picture.
Interesting.
Yeah. And why couldn't the person just paint another one?
Well, I think they wanted that one.
Oh, excuse. Well, sorry.
I don't know.
But what a joke. That's family for you.
I guess somebody should have taken it.
I guess so. I think the garbage man did.
I think so.
But no, it was that was the high. There were record players in this room. There were televisions in this room. There were digital photo albums in this room. But somebody's going to steal this thing. An 8x10 goofy-looking picture with no glass in it.
They think somebody stole it?
I guess. And there were only 3 people in the room. Who would have taken it? And by the way, the funny thing of this story, this is just a little insight into life. Okay, let's say one of us did take it for spite, for whatever reason, took it for spite, okay? The night that it was not, the night that they're claiming it was taken, which was the night he died, obviously, nobody even knew who painted it. And nobody knew that that person wanted it. So how would you take, because they weren't there. How would you take it for spite if you don't even know who did it or who wanted it? That doesn't even make sense. And by the way, when that person got on their last legs, if they wanted it so bad, they should have took it off the wall then. What were you leaving it there for? They were in a coma like the last 3 days. They weren't exactly looking at that picture.
Well, I guess, I don't know, I guess they thought that they didn't want to take the picture yet.
Oh, what a display in idiocy. Send this over to them, by the way. I'm sure I'll hear about this. Even though I've used no names.
Good stuff.
You know what the problem is? When people hear a story like that, they know it's about them. Even though I've explained it very vaguely, they know it's about them. That's why they get personal. They don't realize the audience could care less. It's just a story. Like, I think I said about the you know, little dance that I went to with Carrington. You know, I had a chilly moment at that thing. It was fairly okay, but there was a chilly, it was a hello, but it was like a chilly handshake. It was chilly. And I know why it was chilly.
What you got against handshakes, Scott?
No, I'm okay with handshakes, okay. Just not multiples in one night. But no, this person was just chilly, chillier than they have. I've known this person for a long time, and I never had that chilly of an interaction with them.
How so?
Well, it just was never like that. I mean, they said this person said hello once. It was a handshake. Probably talked for 60 seconds. We were in the room for 4 hours together and never spoke again.
I mean, there's probably a lot of people you didn't speak to the whole night.
Right, but no, this person I've known very well. In a normal situation, this person, we would have had a conversation. But it didn't happen, and I knew it wouldn't happen. I had already decided that. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't think I've done anything wrong. I would be glad to admit if I did.
They think you stole the painting.
They think I stole the painting. That's what it's all about. Maybe I do have the painting. Wouldn't that be something? My garage is quite packed. I might have a painting in there somewhere.
Just go through your garage and you find it.
Wouldn't it be something if I found that?
Honestly, at this point, I'd just keep it.
Oh, I'd throw it away. If I found that thing, I'd just throw it out. It's ugly.
You're not going to give it to the person who wants it.
No, because they'll never believe that you didn't know you had it. So what are you going to do?
See, that's why I said, honestly, at this point, I'd just keep it.
No, why? It's ugly. Horrible ugly.
I don't know. It's just been
chilling. I wouldn't want that around that. I think it devalues the home to just have that thing around. I would throw it away.
It's just been chilling in a box in your garage if you got it. So.
It's ugly. It is. I wish I could show you a picture of it. I don't think there's anything that exists. It was ugly. And this person is a good artist. I've seen them paint things. But this thing was ridiculous looking.
Was it just supposed to be like a different like concept or something?
Maybe. I never got the full story on what it was supposed to be. And I don't think they know they're being this petty about it. But it's I guess it's like marriages. You don't know how stupid you look.
I mean, I think they got to understand that they're being at least a little bit petty about it.
I don't think so. They tend to the dumb side. So do the people who move in with everybody and have multiple... It's a wonder everybody doesn't give me a chilly greeting when I'm out in society. You know what's interesting about this whole thing, though? If I was not doing this on a radio show... Like, no, people have these conversations all the time. If I wasn't doing it into a microphone, nobody'd think anything of it.
Well, nobody would know you'd be doing it.
Right. But because I do it this way, it's a problem.
Yeah. I think that people don't like... I think people just don't like the idea of stories that they were in being...
But they're stories of my life! What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. I'm not opposed to
I'm like a crime informant. I keep the names protected to keep the innocent okay. Although I don't know that any of these people are innocent in any of these stories.
I mean, gotta have a reason to go after... Or not go after them, but, you know, I gotta have a reason to tell the story, I guess.
But is it going after them? Did I go after anybody?
Well, no, I don't think you went after him because you didn't say a name.
No, but they'll hear it, and they'll know that I'm talking about them, and then it'll be about them. Even though a comment, you don't even know who it is.
No.
And you're sitting right here. Oh, excuse me. We'll be back tonight, 8:15 to 10.
Yeah, Friday Night Live.
We'll know some more brackets at that point. You also have your show on tonight, which will be a sports-themed show, hopefully a little bit about... stuff there.
We'll talk a little bit about,
basketball. And other than that, Pastor Craig's coming up next with best of his program from October 20th of last year. So for Matt Morgan, Scott Spears, for this day, heading for the dugout. Talk to you tonight.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
I got two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's.